When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the Oscars, a wedding crasher theft, and Kostaki Economopoulos. It's all coming up right after this.
Has this ever happened to you?
Oh, my. Just look at that. What am I going to do?
What's wrong, honey?
Look in the mirror, all that gray. Boy, did it sneak up on me.
No, it didn't.
You mean it's been gray for a long time?
Only all of your life. Sweetie, your brain matter is supposed to be gray. Now close up your cranium and come to bed.
All right, dear. Oh, I'm so lucky to have you.
I totally agree.
Ha, 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 ha. If the top of your head is cushy and gray, hair color is not your problem. Remove that hatchet from your skull. Say hello to your cerebellum.
Oh, dear, you've got a little gravy on your blouse from dinner.
Oh, honey, that's not gravy. That's part of my frontal lobe.
Ha, 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 ha. Just for morons. From Frigamall Industries. Axe for it by name.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy, we have to get some news out of you. What have we missed?
Well, the 93rd Academy Awards, a rating disaster. It was a drop of about 58% in terms of audience, a dismal 1.9 among the 18 to 49 demographic. But wow. I say that because at the awards, if you missed it Sunday night, and it seems like most of us did, actor Daniel Kaluuya made his mother squirm a bit.
Uh-oh.
The 32-year-old Briton won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role in the biographical drama Judas and the Black Messiah.
And that was a leading actor role that he won. I mean, it was a great role, but he should have been nominated for Best Actor. But yeah.
Well, oh, really?
He won. He was great.
I don't know what the guidelines are.
He's a terrific actor.
The speech is really weird.
He decided his acceptance speech was the perfect opportunity to discuss his parents' sex life.
Huh.
He told the audience, quote, "You got to celebrate life, man. We're breathing, walking. It's incredible. It's incredible. Like, it's incredible. My mom met dad. They had sex. It's amazing." Now, then the camera cuts to his mother.
This is so sweet.
Damalee Namasoki, in the Oscar audience. Her face showed confusion, fury, and then sheer humiliation as she put her head in her hands.
A little fury in there.
You can see her kind of mouth. What is he doing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, apparently.
She's praying. She's wishing that the condom hadn't broken.
Oh. Wow.
I heard a lot of people say last year they said, I didn't really get a chance to see the movies. And this year they said, I've never heard of any of these movies.
The theaters were all closed. I don't like watching movies at home. And during a regular year, I go to the movies usually once every week or two.
Do you watch an entire movie?
If I'm at the theater, yes.
You do?
Usually.
Well, here's the issue. Let's just look at Best Picture. Judas and the Black Messiah was only available on HBO Max. Nomadland, only on Hulu.
Yeah.
That's true.
Chicago 7, only on Netflix.
Netflix. Yep.
Folks don't have every streaming service, so they can't watch every movie.
That's true.
It'll make things trickier.
Plus, they don't want to have Hollywood actors tell them how to live their lives and why they're superior to all of us. That's the other thing.
Right. Daniel's speech was so weird, people started yelling, "Talk politics!"
Yeah.
But he did do my favorite thing. He thanked the person he portrayed, and he thanked the writers that wrote the movie, which I think is huge. Right. And a lot of actors forget to do that.
Yeah, very, very good. Anyway, incredibly low ratings.
So, very
again,
low.
Again, no one saw the movies, so we'll see.
And other news. Oh, I'm sorry.
And Nomadland, I haven't seen it yet, but I keep hearing it. Love it or hate it.
I watched it last night.
I would never give somebody a hard time who said they didn't like it. It's fine.
It was a little slow for me, I got to tell you.
I don't know if I didn't like... I loved the first half hour. Okay. But I don't know if I don't think I hated the rest of it. I think it was okay. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't hate it, but I wouldn't call it the best picture.
But you heard me, though. I thought Promising Young Woman and The Trial of Chicago 7 and I forget the last one that I saw. I thought, oh, The Father. I thought those were all much better than...
Strong.
Than
okay, well, I'll try to watch a few of them and give you a full report. Thank you. Back to you, Christy.
A serial wedding crasher allegedly stolen wedding gifts from more than a dozen couples in three states has been captured.
What a dirtbag.
Yeah. The woman was caught by a surveillance camera taking gifts during one reception before going to different rooms looking for more things to steal. One bride said the thief even took more than $300 from her purse. Police said 54-year-old Sandra Henson is suspected of committing wedding thefts in Tennessee, Mississippi, and Alabama. She has denied any wrongdoing.
Although she has a house full of toasters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back to toast.
Hey, you like toasters?
Who wants a black market mixer?
Grab a toaster.
Leave me and my 14 Cuisinarts alone.
Yeah.
And mixers and rice cookers.
Now, if I were the judge, I'd send her to the electric slide for a year.
That's a good punishment. Yeah.
Your son, Willie, has told me that the ultimate, his go-to gift for a wedding is a rice cooker. That's what he told me.
It's not the go-to, but that's what I did this time. It's so expensive, the things that people want. I got a rice cooker. It's a medium. I spent like $50. I'm fine with that.
Oh, yeah. When you register, you look at it.
This wedding is really terrible.
This wedding is ruining my life. Going to a wedding on Friday.
Willie is getting on a plane, going to a wedding. He's worried about the suit.
I don't know who said it first, but no one, believe me, no one wants to go to your wedding. Stop and inviting people to weddings. They don't want to go. The people who are there don't want to go.
The only reason I have to go is because this group of friends, they go, oh, you've started doing comedy. You never hang out with us. You won't be our friends. So I have to go to this wedding so they know that I'm still in the mix.
But don't you know that one of the greatest things about being a road comedian is that you can't make these weekend events because, quote, I have a show.
Oh, buddy.
But not now.
And just if they give you a hard time, just go, well, this would be like me inviting you to my wedding at noon on Tuesday.
Could you attend?
Right.
Yes.
Or would you be working?
Are you in the wedding, Willie, or just
attending? I'm not in it. No. I've missed a wedding in the last year because of a show. I'm missing a wedding on May 8th because of a show.
Okay.
Plus,
so
you got to buy an air ticket. You got to buy a hotel room. You got to rent a car.
In which case, no gift.
Here's a $50 rice cooker, and I spent $1,000 coming here.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
you had to buy a suit.
I thought the rule was if you travel to a wedding, no gift.
Is that the rule?
No.
Yes.
That is not the rule.
I'm telling you, that is an unspoken rule.
So many of your friends are saying, what a cheap
so unspoken
ass.
That no one ever spoken before.
God, pathetic. You think you get out of the...
I was best man in a wedding, and I didn't give the people a gift.
Are you kidding me?
Good Lord.
You gave them your time.
Josh.
Yeah, no.
How was your speech?
I was so broke, it was a hit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Big he killed.
Yeah.
It was Oscar write it for you?
Oh, now you're just being mean.
Well, that's right. I'm being mean because cheap ass didn't give his best friend.
I was so broke, I could barely afford to rent the tux, and I had no money for a gift. And I thought, okay, I've got a year, right? Isn't that the thing? You have a year after.
Yes. So you've had the year.
I never did anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I owe somebody
a gift. Well,
I will give you
a dispensation if you now get the gift this week.
This week? Boy, what does he want? Nick, text me.
You know what he wants? Everybody knows what he wants. The man wants a rice cooker. That's what everybody needs in the world.
Did they have that on the registry? They wanted a rice cooker?
It was on the registry, yeah.
You've got to get laid at this wedding this weekend. That's the only way you get any sort of return.
Chick, a gentleman never
returns.
Proclivity.
Talk to my son.
Don't talk.
Is it a destination wedding, or do these people live there?
Wait a minute. The guy who was yelling out cheap, you are. Get him an Applebee's gift card.
Everybody wants that.
Everybody likes apps. Applebee's is great, but still.
No, they don't need another rice cooker.
How do you know they already have one?
How do you know? Maybe they've been waiting their whole lives
for a rice
cooker.
Well, then let them go buy one.
Was the rice cooker on their register?
It was on their register.
Okay, there you go. Yes. You're safe.
And nobody had gotten it.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. I was trying to be like, can I get him a spatula set? Can I give him a 12?
Of course. Those are nice. Like a nice KitchenAid spatula set.
What about giving cash to a new couple?
Sure, absolutely. That's fine.
I would think they would enjoy that very much.
Of course.
Don't you just stand up and hand it to the bride as they're walking down the aisle?
You tuck it.
Here you go.
What's called the dollar dance?
The handshake?
They have the dollar dance still, don't they?
Yeah, get out there. Shake your ass for money, babe.
Josh, there's an option on the registry to get money for an Airbnb gift card so they could travel. So that's sort of the cash option, I feel.
That's nice.
Now, is it going to be a cash bar?
I don't think it will be. And I'm going to...
See, if it's an open bar, then that affects the level of the gift you get.
Well, there's going to be an open bar. This is the first event I've gone to in a year. I'm going to get drunk. 80% chance I take my shirt off on the dance floor. I'm pretty sure it's going to
be. Everyone, no one should ever hold an open bar again, just given your father's example.
Oh, that, yeah. That was...
Cash bar, toaster, open bar, espresso machine.
Yeah. The open bar that we were all sitting around going, what's the most expensive thing you've got?
Willie,
there?
We were bad.
Oh, really? At his wedding?
Yes.
Yeah,
we were
good.
Bad.
Surprising enough, I had to pay for it.
Well, it was a wedding.
It was an open bar. I think it was bottles of champagne.
Don't open the bar if it's not an open bar.
Do you have any Pappy Van Winkle back there? We want to take some shots.
Oh, yeah.
A good shooter whiskey.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Christy, what else is happening in the news?
U.S. Customs officials in Texas intercepted a shipment of chicken lollipops.
Ooh.
According to the agency, the shipment...
By the way, I mean, in a nice hot day, don't you want to whip out a nice chicken broth lollipop?
Oh, that is tasty.
What the hell is a chicken lollipop?
Let me finish.
You said that like it was a normal thing.
Yeah, right. The shipment from Hong Kong was labeled as men's sweaters, but when officials at Dallas-Fort Worth International examined the items, they discovered 93 chicken-flavored lollipops with rawhide stems. Is this a dog treat? Has to be. Oh, it is. The pet treats are not allowed in the U.S. due to animal disease concerns, and all 93 were destroyed.
Okay. The only way that the chicken lollipop should be available here is if it's an actual chicken with a stick up its ass. That's the only way.
You know what? We're like 3 state fair seasons away.
Yeah. Deep fried chicken. Have you had it?
Yeah, but then the stick will taste foul.
Nothing for foul?
No.
Nothing for foul.
Who doesn't want chicken broth on the go?
Oh,
what a weird...
Well, it's a pet treat, so that makes sense now.
What, do you give it to your dog on Halloween?
What?
What kind of... I mean, it's a candy, right?
Like no, they just it's call shaped, it yeah. a lollipop I mean, because a it's treat. Shaped like one.
Okay, I'm on the internet. We're all familiar with the internet. And I'm going down a hole of a chicken lollipops.
Yeah.
And there's some sort of cereal, Tom, that you might be interested in. It's called Poop Like a Champion. And it's a high-fiber cereal with low-carb, keto-friendly.
Oh, there you go.
Gluten-free.
Developed by Notre Dame scientists.
What does it have to do with...
It's right there by the barnyard lollipops.
Okay. Poop like a champion.
So these are called chicken. What is it? They're called chicken lollipop.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken broth lollipop.
So they're not called suckers.
No.
You know I love you.
That could be very awkward.
I see, yeah.
That could be very awkward if they were male chickens.
Yeah, depending on the type of chicken, the sucker would be a little rough.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it might be. Don't Google
it. I'll say it. For a second, Tom thought I was
Don't Google that.
I have a mortgage payment.
We're talking about.
Okay. Well, Kostaki Konomopoulos joins us from Los Angeles. He's been kind of a nomad this past year, living in Atlanta and Florida. Back in Los Angeles now, relocating the family, getting set.
Houseless, but not homeless, Tom.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Right.
Is that a thing?
Nomadland taught us that.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. So
yeah, that's right.
Kostaki, what's on your mind? I know Willie's very excited because some of the NFL players are starting to report for duty.
What do you mean? Thursday's the big draft, man. Come on.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thursday night, NFL draft. I'm so excited. I got my Falcons hat on. I got my Falcons shirt on.
Yeah.
The NFL draft has been held annually since 1936, like Jimmy Carter's penis. Huh?
Oh,
come on.
Hey! Now, was there a second or third place finisher in what has been held since 1936?
Mel Brooks was considered. Yes.
First
Mel
of Brooks, all, rock solid joke, but...
Yeah.
So, what do you think about Mel Brooks or Dick Van Dyke?
I think Jimmy Carter's still funnier.
Okay.
Because he's not a comedian. He's, you know, it's more of a dignified statesman. And so his penis being right. held so, funnier than
my, my question is, did you do the math on how old Mr. Carter was in...
I did. Carter was born in the 20s, so this is actually possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember the first time you held it?
Probably not.
Tom, you remember, remember the first time you held
it? Oh, yeah, the heft.
Oh, my. The heft.
The heft.
You had to work out for weeks before you lifted your arm.
Rock solid joke there. You must be learning from Ace Kostaki.
Oh. Yeah, that's right.
That's your former governor. And Mr. Carter is considered by many, even his critics, to be the best former president. His post-presidential career is admired by so many.
What does that tell you? Well, you're a great president, but I think you're going to make a better former president.
No, this is a clang.
You know, you're going to be great when you're not doing this.
And can only talk about what you might have done.
No, he's a class act, though. He works building houses. And
sure, he's done a lot of good stuff.
He's a good guy.
He falls over. Come on.
He's 90-something, you jackass. When you're 90, you'll have been in the dirt for 25 years.
My goodness.
Hang on.
25? 25?
I mean, calculator out.
I mean, I only got a couple years. What the hell are you doing?
Sorry.
In 1936, the first player ever drafted was Jay Berwanger.
Yes, sir.
The Eagles couldn't negotiate a contract with him, so they traded him to the Bears. The Bears also couldn't convince him to play, so he went back to work at the rubber company because it paid better than the Bears. Can you imagine? 1936. Went back to the rubber company. I guess the checks were less likely to bounce over there. I don't know if that's...
the league was not popular, successful early.
There's a light at the end of this tunnel until we eventually get to it.
In the 40s, some NFL teams started using scouts, and the success of those teams led to all teams using them, which makes sense. But how did they get players before that? This is my friend Mitch. He can throw the ball. You're hired, Mitch. I think the Bears still use that system.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do.
The NFL draft routinely gets better ratings than the NBA playoffs. Let that sink in. That is astounding.
Yep.
But the NFL has a distinct advantage of it not being basketball. So that helps.
Oh, yeah, that helps.
Blanket criticism.
That's just my personal
livelihood.
That's an NFL fan there. You leave him alone.
The draft this year is in Cleveland. Now that the Browns finally have a quarterback, I think the opening ceremony should be they should have a pinata labeled franchise quarterback and have a blind general manager swinging at it with his walking stick. Get some Benny Hill music going. That'd be fun, right?
That would be fun.
I keep seeing these NFL draft do-overs, right? Like, if we did that draft again, Patrick Mahomes would be taken number one. People, like, re-rank them.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I have a few do-overs, you know, from life. Yeah, I should have taken her completely off my draft board. What was I thinking? Should have traded down for more draft capital.
Yeah, I should have just written Lake House instead of... Oh, never mind.
Everywhere I look, there are mock drafts. They call them that because people who do a lot of them deserve to be mocked, I believe. Feels like I'm getting to a Yakov Smirnoff joke. In Atlanta, you do not mock draft. Draft mock you. the 7-round mock, you see that occasionally. What, are they talking about my middle and high school experience? You know, 6th to 12th grade, that was 7 rounds of mocking. Some of the big prospects will not attend the live draft. Do you know how many drafts I had to endure in backyards all over Marietta, Georgia? You stand there while they're picking teams and you like it.
Yeah.
You face the music. Yeah, Deborah got picked before me. Fine. She had a good 40 time. Fine. She had a good length. The Packers GM, Brian Gutekunst. Oh, that's a tough.
That's a good meatball.
That's a tough name. Gutekunst is probably.
What happened to former Redskin Mark Murphy? That's a better name.
That's a much better name.
Boy, Gouda and
Gutekunst.
Right? Yeah, you don't want both of those.
That's smelly.
They used to call him the famous lawyer.
That's well, Chris,
see, Christy's
the
putting good of the boy. Cheese with Mr. Okay.
I like that.
Sorry.
I'm looking right at him. There he is.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Holy hell.
That is an unfortunate name.
High school kid be like, I wish my name was something easier, like Kostaki Economopoulos. Yeah. Anything but this. This is awful. The Rams traded 2 first rounders and a 3rd rounder to get Matthew Stafford. Last time LA gave up so much for so little, they paid Magic Johnson to host a television show.
Not good.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody. John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.